it was supposed to be a little whole shot. It wasn't really. He's kind of supposed to creep around the back.
What was your route?
My route was a hitch.
Hitch?
Yeah.
And were you surprised Jay came to you?
Well, it was depending on the defense they play, and I had a feeling they were going to throw it to me because the corner was off. So
okay,
it gave me a chance and gave me some room to catch the ball and get some more yards.
And you almost slipped it to almost grab the end zone. Could you?
Yeah,
see
I almost
it
did.
Your eyes pop out.
Yeah, I kind of blacked out. I did. I really was hoping for a touchdown, but CJ made his play, so we're grateful for that.
It's still, I think it really put, for the first time in the whole second half, the offense had a little flow, had a little. You know, you guys were ahead of the change a little bit, too.
Yeah, we definitely were.
Play was a huge play.
It definitely was. I mean, everybody's here making plays now, so it's like it's like clockwork for us now, so we just have to continue working hard.
Are you kind of feeling that you're the number two now?
I'm getting more comfortable.
Right, right.
But, I mean, Coach Ferrin said I'm the number two, so, I mean, I'm going to just continue what I'm doing and try to produce for the offense.
It's weird, though, because it seems like it's really can be there one week, he can be the number two, and then all of a sudden,
yep.
Vandenberg, a guy like Vandenberg catches like eight passes.
Exactly.
It seems like it's really flexible.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, we have a really versatile offense. I mean, everybody, all the receivers can play, and I mean, whoever has the hot hand, they're going to give it to them. So it just has something that we got to see throughout the week, and I mean, it can just happen in the game. So.
Can there ever be among your group, can there be a feed me mentality where a guy just starts making plays and you want to give him the ball?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, if he's making plays, you want to continue giving him the ball. I mean, if he's not dropping any, I'll keep throwing this one.
Cavonte, is he just kind of knack for getting open now? It seems like he's, you know, a fourth year junior. He really seems to know.
Yeah, he definitely. Yep, he definitely tries to find that hole. He's a really hard worker, competitor, and he watches a lot of film, and he knows where to get in at a certain time. So it's definitely something he's good at doing.
Is that something you're feeding on?
Definitely, yeah. Yep.
Is maybe getting the yards after the catch going a little more the big thing for you guys as receivers?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I always want to catch the ball and make some happen after that. So.
Are there certain receivers that you try to emulate your game after?
There's a lot. I mean, I like Steve Smith as a receiver. I watch Julio Jones. He's a great receiver. And those two, I mean, Steve Smith he's little and he's just a real like hard competitor. I mean, and then Julio Jones is just great athlete. So those are two. Are the main like receivers that I really look at.
Which one would you say you do a better job at emulating? Because they're both pretty different. I mean, obviously they're number one receivers on their team. But,
yeah,
like, Steve's more of a shorter guy. Julio's.
Yeah, I'd say more Julio Jones because he's bigger. He's a bigger body than Steve Smith, of course. And I mean, he's fast for his size. Mm-hmm. So.
Is there anybody that, as far as other receivers, is there anybody else that you notice kind of emulating those same guys, or do you think it's all just kind of different?
I think we're all different.
Yeah,
it's definitely different guys. I'm a Cam Newton fan, so I like the Carolina Panthers. So, I mean, Steve Smith is one of my receivers. So. Mm-hmm.